let's begin, and we've managed to do it again. I think we have coast-to-coast coverage here on this call, and lots of places in between, so that's beautiful. And I know a couple of you are driving. The title of this call is Staying Connected Over Time, Dreaming a New World. And I wanted to find a way to bring together, even for those of you who haven't been on all seven calls, bring together the body of work that's been offered and created by all of us here over the last seven sessions. And then have us, you know, step back out into the rest of our lives. And I want to acknowledge a couple of people mentioned this at the beginning of the call, and it looks like at this point it's probably true that Miss Marilyn Nyborg, who is the sponsor and other host of this call through the Gather the Women organization, is not actually going to be joining us on this final call, which is very sad for me. But she has had a little surgery. All is well. It was nothing life-threatening or anything, but she's in more pain, I think, than she anticipated and is not able to rally to be here. She needs to just take care of herself. So at a certain point in the process that we're in, we're just going to send some of our love and light to her. We're not going to do it right at the start of this call because we're actually going to do a process that really deepens us, and we might as well go for broke and send her the real good juju. And if you're driving during this process, you know, obviously you can't close your eyes. That's kind of a no-brainer. But just do the best you can. Let images wash over you. Let yourself feel your feet or the foot that's not on the pedal, gas or brake, the other foot. Feel the ground or feel the clutch. So do the best you can with this, and also know that this process we're about to walk through together will be recorded, and if you feel like you're enjoying it and wish you could go deeper into it, you can listen to it for yourself after and get some of the juicier bits. And then at the end of that, we'll share and hopefully weave it together and then launch ourselves back out into the rest of life. So if you are not driving, then find yourself a comfortable seated position. So for the first, I don't even know how long, guys, but for the next probably 10 or 15 minutes, we're not going to talk to one another. We're going to create this sacred circle all around the country of this, of these women gathered, of ourselves gathered, and we're going to dive in to the future. The future where the new world out of our leadership, out of the feminine return, is being realized. And we're going to go and we're going to gather some information, some data from that future, and we're going to bring it back to this moment and this call and this completion. So find yourself a position where you can be comfortable to drop in to the feminine space, where you can drop into the space where everything is available. And if it be your choice now, you will just follow the sound of my voice on this journey that we'll go on together. And if you notice yourself wandering, as mind tends to do, and you wake up to that, just return to the sound of my voice as an anchor and the breath in the body as an anchor. And so you begin now by taking three deep breaths. The eyes are closed if it's safe, downcast. Or if you are driving and in motion, seeing if you can let the gaze be very soft, a receptive gaze, alert, when necessary, but also soft and receiving. And with each inhalation and exhalation, you drop. You drop underneath your busy day. You drop underneath the noise. You drop underneath the aches and the pains. As best you can, you drop into the interior space. And as you drop into the body, then you find yourself dropping through the body, and you notice you're in a room. And what you observe about this room is that all it has in it is four walls and a door. And what you know about that door is if you choose to open it, you will find yourself on a path. And if you choose to walk the path will take you directly to your life 5 years from today. July 29th, the year 2014. So if you choose to come and catch a glimpse of your future, open the door now and begin to walk. With each breath and each step, you feel yourself dropping more deeply. You maybe even see the years on the timeline passing, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013. As you walk yourself to the future, you're getting closer now. You can feel the anticipation, the excitement, the unknown, the mystery of what you're about to see and feel and taste and hear and explore. And finally, you can feel yourself so close it's 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock on July 29th, 2014, and you walk yourself right in to your day. Notice where you are. Notice the sights and the sounds and the colors. Notice where your body is. Notice what it's like outside. Notice if you can smell flowers or coffee or some aroma you've never smelled before. And with as with any journey, any travel through time and space, you must just simply trust all that's offered and all that's left out. Blank spaces, numb spaces, seeing nothing, trust everything, offered and everything left aside. Whatever you receive is perfect. Whatever remains unknown is also perfect. So receive now, this day, 5 years from now. And whenever you're ready, begin to go for a walk. If you found yourself outside to start with, you can simply walk around your surroundings to continue to feel and hear and smell and see. What's different about your world? What's the same? If you found yourself inside a building, a home, a restaurant, a workspace, and you choose to get up and walk around and see who's there and who's not, wherever you are now, taking in all the data, feel your body, how has it changed? Feel your surroundings, how have they changed? Maybe you notice a newspaper on a coffee table, or can hear news of the world, who's president? Is there one? Maybe you don't receive information at that global level. That's fine too. But what you notice wherever you are is that out of the corner of your eye, you notice a place that's beckoning you. A room or a clearing. An area. And in that area, you will find all the questions. That you're living in now, that the world is living in now, 5 years from now. Our first session together, we realized that women and leaders are the keepers of the questions. And that the questions we ask ourselves give us our life. And the questions the world is asking give us our direction. So go get a glimpse now of the questions you're standing in July 29th, 2014. when Triss says this beautiful thing, she says it's not our unanswered questions that are the problem, it's our unquestioned answers. You are the keeper of the questions. Feel your questions, hear your questions, see your questions. When you feel complete, you begin to move organically to another area, another room or another clearing, taking with you everything you just received, noticing how your breath is different, how your feet touching the ground are different. Notice what smells are present, what you hear. And as you organically move now, what you see is the organization you've become. The way you take care of yourself and your well-being, the way you source your leadership, the way the feminine sources you 5 years from now. Our second session was, you are the first organization you must master, taking care of ourselves and being in condition to lead over time. What kind of condition are you in? July 29th, 2014. How have you sourced yourself? Who are you? What new practice are you in now that you never would have imagined? You swim and you weren't a swimmer. You sing and you weren't a singer. How you honor and feed and nourish the temple. What historical organizations have shifted. So you have become the woman, the leader, the source of inspiration you dreamed all that long time ago in 2009. Maybe like a movie on a movie screen where you just can see what she's doing. You may actually inhabit it and feel yourself being her. Remember, there's no right or wrong. Everything you're receiving is perfect. And when you feel complete, just just acknowledging all the information you just received. You notice yourself move to the next area, the next clearing, the next room, walking along this path. To discover how the paradigm has shifted. What's happening on planet Earth now in 2014? How has the rise of the feminine shown itself? What happens next and next and next? How did you do it? Do your part. Session 3 was shifting paradigms. The last 5 years you've lived through an enormous shift. And it's now July 29th, 2014. Feel yourself. Notice what you're being shown visually or what you're hearing. What you know about that paradigm shift and how you were a part of it. What you even call it now. Then you move along, acknowledging all information received, everything left out. You move to this space where you remember all of a sudden that 5 years ago, you created this incredible list. Maybe you'd been creating it even for months or years before that. This list of all of the competencies of a leader inside the paradigm of honoring the feminine. And you see who you've become. The next clearing you arrive at, you get a glimpse at how you've changed, what you've embodied. How you enter the unknown or effectively communicate or be with the process or include or have taken care of yourself or have radically trusted or embraced your vulnerability. Just notice which competencies you've enhanced, developed, cultivated, fed, what risks you've taken, what truths you've told in these 5 years, how your leadership has evolved and emerged and blossomed. And stay right here as you feel into the ways that you re-indigenized yourself, reconnected to the continuum of all things. The risks you took, the way that Nina Simons took risks in her life. The history that you've released from your body. And receive yourself now. Feel the ways your courage and your vulnerability and your trust have interacted to produce whatever you're seeing about your leading, your living, your loving, your commitment. Get a feeling. Get an image, get a symbol, get a smell. Take her in completely and deeply. Take in the world as it is now in 2014 completely and deeply. Take in the victory of the feminine in your life. When you feel complete, and when you feel ready, and when you feel as if you've received everything you need from the future, I want you to find your way back to the path that brought you here. Grateful for all you've learned, all you've experienced, you begin now to walk back along the same path you took. Feeling your feet and your breath. the path takes you all the way back to the present, to the room with four walls and a door, and then to the place you're actually sitting or standing or laying down. And you take three more breaths to fully arrive July 29th, 2009. This moment. This phone call. This group of women from all over the United States. And before we open our eyes and before we return and each woman gets a chance to share what she saw, felt, experienced, let's just take a moment and direct all of our love and attention, all of this rich, soft energy toward Marilyn. In whatever way you do that, extending your hands out or just your thoughts and your prayers. May she be healthy. May she be free from pain. May she feel ease in her body. And when you feel ready, first person who wants to share who they've become, what you saw, what you felt, what you experienced, anything at all, please feel free to do that. Okay, ladies, somebody has to break the spell.
This is Vicki in Pittsburgh, and I want to thank you for that. That was just beautifully stepping through each of those areas. Personally, I don't have a recall of every area, but I just want to share the one that was singing the loudest for me, which was when you asked about the questions that we need to ask. And I was in a vision of being in a beautiful retreat center, and there was with me a women's wisdom council, and we were a group of women that were shepherding the consciousness of the planet with our questions, and the questions were, how do we ensure that we receive the gifts of each and every person on the planet to contribute to the wholeness of the planet, and how do we ensure that we live in an expression of joy and beauty as our frame of reference instead of domination and suffering. And I thought those were such worthy questions.
Oh my God, they're gorgeous. Did you write them down? I'm trying to write, but I can't write fast enough.
I haven't written them down yet. I'll write them down now.
Yeah, joy and beauty as our framework.
Mm-hmm, as our frame of reference instead of domination
framework.
And suffering.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's incredible. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So I really encourage you to capture it, sweet, this beautiful women's council. You might even want to do a collage or a vision board of the council and write the questions on it. I mean, I just feel like, you know, when you get into a state like this, you're just channeling. You know, we all are. We're just channeling such pure information, and it, not to be graspy about it, but there's such richness in what you shared.
So a vision board to sort of depict it.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, like, I mean, I got this image immediately of this retreat center and the women's council and the women sitting and living in these questions. You know, the living of those questions, the keeping of those questions, and how they will shape everything you do, all of your endeavors. Other people, what gifts did you receive? What signposts of your creation of a new world did you get from this process? I cannot believe I've tongue-tied this group of women.
This is Judith, and I'm not sure why, but I had trouble getting into the process, and I think that I would like to do what you suggested and go back into it at another time. I have a second interview for a job today, and if that happens, it could really shift my life. So I'm kind of caught up in that. The one thing that I did really see was how much more light I embodied. That it's long been a goal of mine to really embody love, you know, to be and. That was definitely happening. I was just light, and I was more outward in my leadership than I am at the moment. I saw myself back in the miner's foundry. You know, leading whatever was happening with the women that were there. So that was lovely. That was great.
Beautiful, great. Thank you. We send you much luck and just bring that light into the room, and the job is yours.
Yes, I've been putting out, you know, that we have the right outcome as opposed to you have the job, but that we have the right outcome. And it's actually a position dealing with adult protective services. So there's a lot of emotion in that for me. For our elders and just for all people, the people on the fringes who don't get taken care of, who don't get respected, who don't get honored, who weren't treated with dignity. It brings all that up for me.
Yeah.
So that, you know, if I did get this, then that would be my intention.
Yeah. Hmm. And then taking impeccable care of you would be incredibly high on the list of priorities.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Other people want to share about the world that you tapped into, the world that you're creating, what you saw. And we can also just open it up to other things people want to share to be complete with this series. I know some of you have popped on and off, and some of you have been here relatively regularly, so we can just keep sharing, and then we have about 10 minutes and other things that need to be said to be complete, things you're taking, and specifically things you want to declare publicly to us about something in this series that was really important to you, whether it's really committing to the questions or really cultivating your vulnerability or the pearl for you that you want to polish over the coming weeks, months, years. So let's just open the frame a little bit of the dialogue.
Maybe some of the people really went way out in the visual.
I don't know. Yeah. Now, Catherine, Jen, Pat, where are you? Star 6 to unmute.
Well, this is Judith again. Both Nina and Jean Shinoda Bolen brought forward things that were really important, but what I'm really wanting to focus on in my own self is the balance of the masculine and the feminine within my own self. And it just really got strongly, and then it was followed up by a ritual that Kathleen McIntyre did on the day of the solar eclipse.
Mm.
That she actually had us bring in the moon and the sun into our hearts, the masculine and feminine into our hearts, and did this incredible ritual where we were all anointed. I just really felt like I literally... You know, it's like embodied in me now, and that's a huge part of the work. You know, we're talking about bringing in the feminine, but we need to have the feminine in balance with masculine, which is
that's
anyway,
right.
Yes. So, and we need to have that within ourselves in order to be able to mirror that, so that we are that, and people respond to that, and by being that balance, we shift it. We shift it. So I'm really focused on that right now, and I actually wrote a poem about the ritual. And Jen, I would be happy to send it to you. I don't know how else it could get out. I don't. But I will send it.
Yeah,
to you,
send it to me, Judith, and then we'll put it in the sort of thank you. I'll send out a thank you email to everyone, and Marilyn can say something because she didn't get to be here, and we'll include your poem and remind people about the Gather the Women website. You know, we'll just do a little closing that way. So send it to me, and I would love to include it. Yeah, that'd be beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, and I think that's really I mean, you're pointing us, you're saying that is a great kind of closing, you know, place to close, which is this isn't about now the feminine at the expense of the masculine, right? That's what the last 2,000 years have been, the masculine at the expense of the feminine. It's not like reversing that is going to help anything, because it's not. It's the masculine and the feminine energies need to be both honored for their strengths and their shadow, and integrated. That's the work. It's not, okay, let's just reverse roles now and marginalize everything that we quote hate, because everything that we quote hate is part of everything that we quote love. It's all one thing. And the work now is to heal and reconcile that which has been wounded and integrate what maybe was integrated thousands of years ago, but certainly needs to be integrated anew and probably at a different level. So I think there was a period in sort of the feminist conversation where people really needed to just sort of claim the feminine or claim woman power, or sort of, and there was a sense of the pendulum swinging in the other direction, you know. It was everything we, quote, didn't want, or at least I know I went through that phase for sure, you know. Everything associated with the masculine was bad, and everything associated with the feminine was good, or women or men. And that it's really, as we evolve and as we grow, it's not about that anymore. I mean, it's a fine developmental stage for people to go through, but we cannot end there. That is not the end game. What you're pointing to is really where we all need to have the courage to go next. So thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. I did find the poem. It's short. If you want me to, I can read it now, or I can just send it to you.
Yeah, great. Go ahead and read it.
Okay. It's called The Anointing. Female moon hid male sun for over 6 minutes today. We could see it only in our imaginations. So we join moon and sun in our hearts. Balance became our wholeness. Divine feminine, sacred masculine. Witness in silence. The power magnified by over 30 times. We anointed one another with spikenard oil and armed ourselves with Divine Mother Mary's gift of love, consecrating ourselves to being this balance in the world.
Thank you. That's gorgeous. That's
beautiful.
Are there other closing thoughts, declarations, insights that people want to share before we close this series and this sacred circle and this group of gathered women and redisperse ourselves out into the stratosphere to make magic?
I just, this is Vicki, I'm just sort of having words drift through my awareness, and the word vulnerability as strength, that was really important, and the word trust, and the phrase of Nina's about reclaiming our indigenous roots, whatever they are, and revaluing that along with the balance of the masculine and feminine as part of this rebalancing and wholeness.
Yeah.
There's just many, many gifts for me that I will keep referring back to that came from these calls. And I'm really glad you taped them.
Yeah. Marilyn was supposedly getting them up on the site, so we'll confirm that all those good things have happened. And yeah, thank you for saying that, though. All of those words stay with me, too.
I hope the today got recorded, because your guided visualization is something that would be good to go back to again.
Yes, it's being recorded. Yep. And we'll, good. You know, yeah. It might, you know, I might be able to even, you know, we'll keep the integrity of the call recorded, but we might even be able to pull out the visualization as a separate, you know, so it's just a thing. I don't know technologically whether I'm sure it can be done, but I can find out about that, because sometimes it's nice not to have the clutter on the front end and back end of something. You can just run it as many times without having to mess with the rest of it.
That would be lovely, because it would just be really rich to be able to go back and revisit that at different times.
Yeah, and I'll see what I can do about that.
It's something that we could use as a tool with other women in other times and places.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very, very powerful. You have a gift. Thank you so much. For all of it. Been very, very grateful and impressed and with who you are and how you are being with us.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, I really, I'm so missing Marilyn's presence at the end of this call today. But I really want to thank, before we complete, I really want to thank Gather the Women and Marilyn Nyborg. She is just, I mean, some of you are dear friends of hers on this call. She is just beyond yummalicious. And I feel very grateful to have had the space opened and her welcome me in so thoroughly. And it's been such a pleasure. You all are just so, you know, gorgeous and juicy, and it's been a huge gift for me too. It's really reawakened a whole side of my work and my sense of myself, and it's informing the way I'm speaking and talking to other clients and in other venues. And that's all of us. So know that everything you all have contributed here, and the way that you've been, and the way that Marilyn's been, and the whole of it is, at least through me, going out in lots of different directions already. And I'm very grateful to all of you for your participation and what each of you is committed to in the world, and the wisdom that you bring to this conversation. And you know, we're all little beacons of light wherever we are, all over this country and beyond. Making this shift a reality, and it is happening now. It's not a when, it's not a maybe. We are now in the transition, and I just wish for all of you impeccable self-care, really, really deeply taking care of the precious resource that you each are, and continuing to find ways to source ourselves and be sourced by each other. And I know all of you will and do and are. And we are going to do another series. Marilyn and I are going to do another series. We had so much fun, and we would love your thoughts and feedback. And maybe we'll, in that thank you email, we'll not barrage you with questions, but ask you some questions. Where do you want to go from here, if you were going to go, or where do you think other people might want to go as we bring together another series? Should we make it a closed series where you have to register for the whole thing? So we may ask you a few questions like that about your thoughts and your ideas, and if you would be willing, we would love for you to take 5 or 10 minutes to answer those and get that back to us, and then we'll keep you posted on the next thing. If you want to come back and play again, we'd love to keep going and invite other women, obviously. So with that, my sweet women, it's time, and I want to honor the time boundary and send each of you blessings and gratitude, and we are complete with this Women's Leadership Roundtable Teleseminar Series.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. This has really been a gift.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Okay, and I don't know if maybe we lost people or people went on mute or what happened, but blessings, all you women, and I can't believe I rendered this many people speechless, but...
that was a little odd. Maybe
yeah,
they just stayed with their visualization, didn't want to come out.
I don't know, you know, yeah, we started with eight people or something, and usually we add a few, and now there's all this quiet. So blessings all, and we'll be in communication, and thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take good care.